Thanks very much, Alan. Can I have the next slide, actually, Trevor? We'll crack on with this. What I'm talking about today is God's peace. And it might seem a bit strange after that reading with John the Baptist, because if there was one person in the New Testament you thought wasn't very peaceful, it was probably him, isn't it? He's a fiery character. It feels like he's breaking things up. He's telling people that they need to repent. He's saying, Christ is coming, you need to get your act together. Not a very good choice of a person, I think, for this second Sunday of Advent, when we're thinking all about peace. He talks about the axe lying at the root of the tree. Every tree that doesn't bear good fruit is going to be cut down. He'll gather the wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn in a fire. Not very peace and loving. Now, we talk about peace a lot in church, don't we? When do we often say the word peace in a church service? At the gospel before communion. Yeah, we go around and we say, peace be with you. The peace of the Lord be with you. What does that mean? What does that mean when we're going, Alice, peace be with you. We go, peace be with me, and I feel good. I feel good because she said, peace be with me. But I wonder how often we stop and we think, what are we actually wishing? What are we wanting for that other person? When we talk about God's peace, what is it that we mean? I don't think it's really like, we're going to have flowers in our hair. We're going to be making peace signs. We're going to be, I hope you can just ignore all the bad stuff in your life and just be a bit more peaceful. That's not what we're asking. We're not suggesting that people become hippies. We're not asking that people just start ignoring everything bad that's happening in their life. Now, the peace of Christ, then, when we say peace be with you, what we're really saying is, I hope that you can live your life without guilt. I hope you can live your life without anger, without resentment. I hope that you can rest in the presence of Christ, without feeling uncomfortable, without feeling like there's something not quite right. I often ask myself, when faced with a situation, and I'm thinking, should I be at peace with this? I ask myself, is this what heaven's like? Would this be happening in heaven? And if it's not, I'm not at peace. I'm not comfortable with it. I want things to change, and I want things to change for the better. There's no peace, you see. There's no peace without justice. So making peace, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will inherit the earth. Making peace is hard work, because making peace means discovering where there's injustice. It means putting them right in a way that isn't just a stick and plaster, putting things right in a way that will last for eternity. It's not just solving one problem and storing up another problem for the next day. It's not forgiving somebody if your heart doesn't really forgive them. It's forgiving somebody in a way where you are at peace with it, and that peace will last. It's about creating peace for ourselves on an individual level, but it also means opening your eyes a bit and thinking, what is going on in our world that is unjust? What is going on that is not what we would expect to see in the kingdom of God? And what is my role in doing something about it? Now, I've thought of a simple analogy for you, a simple example. Could I have my cakes, please? Suki. After this service, you're all invited for coffee. We've left it out so we can all stay and have coffee. But I don't like having coffee on its own. I like to have coffee and cake. Yeah, is anyone else? Yeah, coffee and cake. Thank you. Yeah, I've got lots of cakes. So I thought, I really enjoyed having a bit of cake with my coffee after the service. So I bought myself three cakes. I've got a carrot cake. I've got a Belgian chocolate cake. And I've got another carrot cake, because that's my favourite. Yes, Bill. I sense a little bit of disharmony there, Philip. Now, I've got my three cakes, and I must admit, I'm pretty pretty pleased with it. But I wonder if we are now at peace. You're sitting there probably a bit like Phil thinking, hang on, you've got three cakes, and I've got none. Obviously, I'm not talking to myself, I've got three cakes. So I've got three cakes, but we're not at peace. We're not at peace because we're not doing the five things up on the screen there, which you'll notice spell out the word peace. Now the first one is, one of us, maybe all of us, we're not praying. Now praying, we often think of talking to God, but I like to think of prayer as listening to God. When I pray, I try and spend more time listening than I do talking, because talking is just telling God what God already knows. When I listen to God, I find out what God is saying to me. Now, if I pray in this situation, there is that small, still voice inside of me that is telling me what? I'm being a little bit greedy here. It's telling me... What's it telling me? Too many cakes. It's saying, this is unfair. Now, it's not just unfair on you, it's also going to be unfair on me. Because I know I'm going to be selfish. I'm going to be sat on a table all by myself, going, stay away. And I'm on a fast track to type 1 diabetes. So this is not good for me and it's not good for you. We need to be praying and listening and saying, what's God saying about this situation right now? Secondly, we are all one in Christ Jesus. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ. That's what it says. We're all equal in the eyes of God. Doesn't mean that we are all going to be rewarded exactly equally. I don't think it would make much sense if the brain surgeon got paid as much as the person who cleans up after the brain surgeon. They might have similar income, but you know, we don't all have to be exactly the same, but it should be fair. That's why it says equity, not equality. And equity means we know that it's reasonable, we know that it's fair. Now, is it reasonable, is it fair that I have three cakes to myself? Yeah. No, it's not. Because there's 50 of you and there's one of me. It probably makes more sense equity-wise. If I think that you are equal with me, and we are all brothers and sisters in Christ, then I don't want to, but I might. I'm getting around to the point where I might share. Not sure yet. I'm listening to God. I believe that we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. We are all worthy of receiving his gifts. Number three. What is number three? Awareness. Awareness. Awareness means be aware of the big picture. Now this is a very simple picture. I've got three cakes and I'm going to eat them all myself after the service. But sometimes we need to be aware of other inequalities in society. The rich and the poor. Who are we? Where are we in that equation? Because sometimes we're the person who doesn't have three cakes, and sometimes we're the person who does have three cakes. And we need to be aware. We need to open our eyes to what is happening in our world. So often in my life, for nothing I've ever done in my life, I've often been the person with three cakes. I've often found myself in a situation where, just because of the way I was born, I've ended up with three cakes and other people don't have any. You might be sitting there thinking the same, or you might be going, no, I think often other people have three cakes and I don't have any cakes. So we need to be aware of where there is inequality in our world, where there is unfairness, where there is injustice. Because if we're just kind of saying, closing our eyes to it and going, well, it's nothing to do with me, that's not what Christ calls us to do. We don't have to solve every problem. In fact, we don't have to solve any problem. God will do it. But we do need to be aware. We do need to open our eyes and say, is there something going on here that I can do something about? And if there is, we'll get onto our E in a moment. If there is, maybe we should do something about it. So if I realise I've got three cakes, I should probably be aware that you don't have any, and I should probably do something about it. You're sitting there thinking, he's got three cakes and I don't have any. What should you do about it? You could take them. What did Jesus do in the temple when he thought there was injustice and people were ripping off people coming to the temple? He kicked them over, yeah? At this point, I was undecided whether to kick my cakes over. At the moment, they're still my case, so I want to look after them. So I'm not going to kick over this table quite yet. But that's what Jesus did. He said, this is not fair, and these people are not listening to me. I'm going to go in there, I'm going to kick over the table. He didn't hurt people, but he decided that enough was enough. People needed to learn a lesson about what was fair, about what would bring lasting peace. And there won't be lasting peace if people are being ripped off, if people are living in a society which is unfair, unequal. None of this works without the C. The C is compassion. If I don't care about you, if I don't have the love of God in my heart, you can talk all day, but I'm not giving you my case because I don't care. None of this matters. None of this fighting for justice, working for peace matters if ultimately I don't have love in my heart. Because then, at the end of the day, I won't bother. I will go home and I will just eat my cakes. So, we've got to have compassion. We've got to ask Jesus Christ into our hearts. We've got to have the love of God inside us. Otherwise, we are not strong enough on our own to do this. We are only strong enough with God on our side. Lastly, E. At the moment, I'm kind of bending towards possibly sharing one of the cakes with you. Okay? I've been listening to my own words, and I'm sort of thinking maybe I can cut one of the cakes in half, let you have a bit, and I won't gloat, I'll take the other cakes and eat them at home. That's what I'm kind of thinking about at the moment. But none of this is important, again, if I don't care, see, but also if I don't then do something. I have got to commit and I've got to engage, ultimately, and do something about it. So if I'm really going to listen to God, if I believe that you are my brothers and sisters in Christ, if I believe that there are problems in our world that I could be a part of the solution of, either by calling them out or by sharing, and if I've got the love of God in my heart, I need to do something. I'm just thinking about this whole cake thing for a moment. What should I do? I'm just looking over. What should I do, somebody? I need a bit of support and help here. Share, not share.
Share.
Okay, somebody else who's not going to say the word share. No. Are you all thinking share? How many can I keep for myself? I'm not at peace then. You see, I think I'm going to feel aggrieved if you take all of them. And you're caring for me, so you don't want me to feel angry and aggrieved. We've got to talk about this. How much can I have, Alice?
Share.
Share them all.
Share
all. Right. But can I have any?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm going to keep a little bit. Now, there is a wonderful organisation where Alexander's just going to briefly tell us about, and we're going to see a video about it. So if we can start setting up the video, that'd be excellent. And we're going to learn about a group that is trying to build peace by tackling injustice. Alexander, can you come and tell us about the West Midlands Racial Justice Initiative?
And I should just say,
I will share.
Right.
Maybe.
Okay, so very, very briefly, I'm on the board of the West Midlands Racial Justice Initiative. And so what that is trying to do, well, it's brought together six dioceses together, okay, which has never been done before. And we're working to dismantle systemic racism, ensuring that every individual, regardless of race or background, belongs, thrives, and experiences the love of God. And one way that we've tried to encourage communities and churches in the six dioceses to do that is via microgrants. So there have been some wonderful initiatives and days and events that have been funded by the micro grants, and it's all about sharing with each other what different communities do and how they are, because once we know about another community and who they are and how they experience the world, we can better help and support them. So there are micro grants. And we're not slow and behind in all of this, because we have our very own cultural fair, don't we, once a year, where we come together just behind here, and we share food and music, and we have an absolutely wonderful day. But I'm kind of wondering, alongside by what you've said, if we can expand that to not just being once a year, but to have maybe another event, another sustainable event that brings the community together to celebrate, to enjoy, to learn from each other. But there is a video that hopefully will be played, which will show us some of the things that have been going on in and around Six Dioceses.